Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to today's show with Dr. Louisa. And our subject matter is domestic abuse, domestic violence. And now we're dealing with abuse trauma, some of the aftermath that goes on, or even opening the door now to letting you understand or see some of the things that have been going on with you. So we hope today that you have something to write down the information that we're going to share with you today. We're going to give you the National Domestic Violence Hotline. We're going to try to give it to you at least three times today. And there are three ways to reach them, and they're available 24 hours a day. Before I forget, on your page, I'd like you to click the icon if you haven't done this before so that you may be a follower of the show and be notified when an episode is coming up. I'd like to thank the newcomers that have joined us. We thank you very much for being on board. Now, we're going to start off just a little differently today, and the subject matter says my self-confidence. And the reason why those words are there is because what one needs to do is look at self and see how your self-confidence is beginning to come back, no matter how small it is, how minute it is. Since you have been following the show or since you have been listening, you are beginning to develop your self-confidence. You're beginning to trust your instincts or trust your judgment or believe when you say something is what it is, because you find out later that is what it is. And then beginning to see what has been before me all this time, which ties in to what I just said. Your self-confidence. You are now beginning to believe what has been before your eyes all this time. No matter how small it is, no matter how tiny it is, no matter how minute it is, the fact of the matter is you're beginning to develop your own sense of self, because you're beginning to say, you know, so-and-so did happen. So-and-so is correct. And then when we look at our tag for today, recognizing signs of abuse and recognizing signs of abusive tactics. So that is what we want to do today, give you some signs of abuse and then some signs of abusive tactics. But before we go there, it crossed my mind today that I must stress this for anyone that's listening and have children. Children who witness domestic violence may develop serious emotional, behavioral development, or academic problems. Once again, children who witness domestic violence may develop serious behavioral development or academic problems. And I say this because when I was in my master's program, the professor, who was a psychiatrist, told us about a young lady who did become a famous, a good artist, but she had emotional trauma from witnessing something just at the age of 15 to 18 months old. And as an adult, she was able to draw herself being in a crib, standing there, holding on to the rails, watching her mother and her partner in bed. And this really damaged this young lady. Anyway, as a child, that is. So as children, they may become violent or withdrawn from being in domestic violence, home, whatever words you want to tag along with it. Some children, as they grow up, they act out at home or at school, while others try to be the perfect child. Also stems from being in a domestic violence environment growing up. Children from violent homes may become depressed and have low self-esteem. As they develop, children and teens who grow up with domestic violence in their households are more likely to attempt suicide, more likely to use drugs, more likely to commit crimes, especially sexual assault, more likely to become abusers in their own relationships later in life, more likely to use violence to enhance their reputation and self-esteem, and they are more likely to use violence at school or in the community in response to perceived threats. So that's why it is very important if you are in a domestic violence relationship and you have children around, because they are very perceptive and can pick up on things very quickly. You need to try and shield your child from domestic violence, especially verbal abuse and most definitely emotional abuse. And then sometimes, you know, it has taken a person so long before they realize that they are in this type of a relationship. But I just wanted to just put that out there. So recognizing signs of abuse. But also, those who experience verbal abuse as children may experience feelings of worthlessness, difficulty trusting others, and problems regulating their emotions as adults. A number of studies have shown that children who are verbally abused, that's talking back to them, saying things that they don't need to hear, verbally abused either by at home or by their peers at school, are at a greater risk for depression and anxiety as an adult. It is not uncommon for a person who is verbally abused, and this goes for adults as well, to feel inadequate, stupid, and worthless. In some cases, they are explicitly told that they are these things by the person abusing them. And I can think about things you've seen on TV. I can think about, remember people talking to their children in the stores, out in public, and saying things that are very demeaning and abusive to them. Once again, it is not uncommon for a person who is verbally abused to feel inadequate, stupid, and worthless. Verbal abuse can be particularly confusing because the partner may not be abusive all the time. Now, there are no boundaries, as we've said so many times, for domestic violence. It can be a family member. It can be siblings. It can be work-related. It can be a friend. Anyone can abuse anyone. It's all about having power and control over the other person. So one thing we've talked about, which is beginning to have you gain your self-confidence and to beginning to see what has been before you all the time, is the first step in dealing with verbal abuse is to recognize the abuse. So you have to believe that what the person has been doing to you has been verbally, emotionally, psychologically abusive. If you were able to identify any type of verbal abuse in your relationship, such as with your work boss, with a family member, with your siblings, with your child, with your partner, with your spouse at work, if you have been able to identify any type of verbal abuse in your relationship, it is important to acknowledge that first and foremost. That's only you can move on. You have to recognize that. By being honest with what you are experiencing is what leads to your getting better. So recognizing signs of abuse and recognizing signs of abusive tactics. I'm so into this until I forgot. The National Domestic Violence Hotline, you may reach them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The number is 800-799-7233. That is 800-799-7233. You may go online and chat live, thehotline.org, thehotline.org, thehotline.org. You may also text the word START to 88788. That is 88788. I'm going to try to repeat it again, at least twice more during the show. So here are some abusive tactics. Withholding money or credit cards from the individual, making your account for every penny you spend, withholding basic necessities, food, clothes, medication, shelter, etc. These are people that are trying to control you when they do these types of things to you. They are trying to have power and control over you, restricting you to an allowance, preventing you from working or choosing your own career, sabotaging your job, making you miss work, calling constantly, stealing from you or taking your money. Abusive behavior is a choice. If a person is doing this to someone else, it is a choice. Despite what many people believe, domestic violence and abuse does not take place because an abuser loses control over their behavior. In fact, abusive behavior and violence is a deliberate choice to gain control. So you do not want someone else trying to control you. So that's why it says my self-confidence, beginning to see what has been before me all the time. Now, I'm not telling you to go and take retribution on somebody and try to get them back for what they've done to you. No. The fact of the matter is you are coming now to yourself. You are beginning to develop your own self-confidence and believe what you are seeing. The next thing, making unreasonable demands of you, expecting you to put everything aside and meet their needs, demanding you spend all of your time together, being dissatisfied no matter how hard you try or how much you give. Something when you try to please somebody with something, and every time you turn around, it's a complaint. Don't like this, don't like that. Why is the person doing that to you? Why? Don't ask the person why. You know why. Trying to gain control over you. Trying to take your ability to make decisions for yourself. Criticizing you for not completing a task according to their standards. Expecting you to share their opinion. You're not permitted to have a different opinion. Demanding that you name exact dates and times when discussing things that upset you. And when you cannot do this, they dismiss the event as if it never happened. Wow, the time, it was just 9 minutes after. My goodness, that went by fast. Emotionally abusive people invalidates you. If someone is emotionally abusive, they're not going to be giving you positive information all the time about yourself, about your accomplishments and what you're doing. No, they want to invalidate you to keep you not having self-confidence in yourself. Once again, National Domestic Violence Hotline, they are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Contact them. Talk to them. Even if you just want them to listen to what you have to say. They can also give you resources of the place you may go to in your home, state, or area. 800-799-SAFE. 800-799-7233. 88788. Text the word START. Go online live, thehotline.org. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I thank you all very much for tuning in today. Make sure and press that icon. Tell someone else about us. And I'm probably going to go on just to say a few things about domestic violence. So have a great day, and may the Lord continue to bless you. Good day.